to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Aviles shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse De Leon, here with the Very Reverend Father Raju Fatankara, who is the Vicar for Clergy and the moderator of the Curia, also pastor at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Church. Good morning, Father. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you. I'm doing good.
Great. We're glad that you are here with us today on this fifth Sunday of Lent. We have a beautiful gospel to share with you. If you would now proclaim that for us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirits.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let's go back to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. He said this and then told them, Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him. So the disciples said to him, Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved. But Jesus was talking about his death. While they thought that he meant ordinary sleep, so then Jesus said to them clearly, Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him. So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let's also go to die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, The teacher is here and is asking for you. As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house, comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand, foot with the burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Such a dramatic reading, and one that we are familiar with. Tale of Lazarus being brought back to life by Jesus. And Father, if you would now share your reflection on this gospel.
The gospel gives us one of the most beautiful and human moments in the life of Jesus. The famous statement, "Jesus wept." Mm-hmm. Think about it for a moment. Jesus knew he was about to raise Lazarus. Yet he still cried. Why? Because he loved him. Because he felt the pain of Martha and Mary. A hospital chaplain once told a story about a little boy whose mother had just died. The boy was sitting beside the hospital bed, holding his mother's hand. Someone tried to comfort him and said, "Don't worry, your mom is now with God." The little boy looked up and said quietly, "But I still need her here." The room fell silent. Jesse, that is exactly the pain of Martha and Mary felt. They believed in God, just like us. They believed in the resurrection, just like us. But their hearts were broken because someone they loved was gone. And what did Jesus do? He did not give a lecture. He did not say, "Stop crying." He cried with them. This tells us something very, very important. God is not distant from our suffering. When we cry, God understands. When our hearts are broken, God is not far away. He's standing beside us. Martha even said what many of us say to God, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. In other words, Lord, where were you? The gospel teaches us something very powerful. God may seem late, but he is never absent. When everyone thought it was too late, Jesus stood before the tomb and cried out, Lazarus, come out, and life return where there was death. What a beautiful story, Jesse.
It is.
So, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we also have a tomb in our lives. A broken relationship, maybe. A heavy sin. A loss that still hurts. A situation that feels impossible. But Jesus still stands before our tomb today and says, come out. Come out of fear. Come out of despair. Come out of whatever is holding you bound. And Jesus gives one more command. Untie him and let him go. That is what Jesus wants for each of us. Freedom, new life, and hope. Because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And when Jesus calls your name, even what seems dead can live again. Amen.
Amen. Such a beautiful reflection, Father. Thank you for that. And so much hope, especially here today on the fifth Sunday of Lent. We are approaching, as Jesus is approaching, his passion, his death and resurrection. And all of this sets the stage in such a beautiful way by him being there after they rolled away the stone for Lazarus to come out, sort of hinting at what he will do as well, and for us to not lose hope in any situation. He offers us that opportunity to always rely on him, even when it does look very bleak, when it does look like we are facing death. He still stands and, as you said so beautifully, urges us to come out of the tomb and embrace life.
Right. That's correct, Jesse. As I said, Jesus, we might think he is late, but he's never absent from our lives. Faith allows us to continue our journey, and that journey will end in eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is always with us, Jesse.
That is such a beautiful, comforting thought today as well. And I think a lot of people tend to fall into that feeling of despair because it may not be what they expected. It may not be on their timetable, but God's timetable is much more important, much more comforting when we look at it from a distance. It's hard to accept when we're going through it. As you said, when we lose a loved one or maybe go through the experience of a broken relationship or we feel lost and we don't know how to find our way back, it's God giving us that time to make our way back. And I think we only realize that afterwards because sometimes I think we live in a time where we want everything instantly and we want everything on our timetable. And when we put it in God's hands, that is such a beautiful, comforting thought. He's never absent. He's always with us. And if it doesn't look like he's on our timetable, he's on his. And that is where we learn the gift of patience and ultimately the gift of life, which is behind all of this beautiful gospel reading.
Jesse, you put it very well. God's time is not our time.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Yeah. We may have everything, you know, on our calendars and on our phones and we're ready to go. But his time is one that we sometimes, especially during Lent, we have that opportunity to reflect and to be able to surrender our will. And when we do that, like you said so beautifully at the end, when Lazarus is untied, we tend to be free of the things that maybe hold us back. And we begin to really embrace what God wants for us more wholeheartedly.
That's true, Jesse.
Thank you so much, Father Raju. It's such a beautiful reflection on this fifth Sunday of Lent. And in our next segment, as someone who is the vicar for clergy, you're no stranger to the newer priests that we have in our diocese, those that have been recently ordained. We will be speaking to Father Jim Craig, is over at St. Patrick's Church now. And what are your recollections of Father Jim when he came in as a seminarian?
Yes, he has been very active.
Yes.
And he wants to do more and more things for the parish and mm-hmm. also for the people. He loves his people and he has embraced, he's enjoying his priesthood as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a happy man.
He is. A few weeks ago, I had the blessing of being able to attend Mass there at St. Patrick's, and he's a great homilist as well. He gives great homilies, too. So in the next segment, our shepherd, the very Reverend Bishop Mario Alberto Aviles, will be talking with Father Jim Craig, and that's coming up next as Our Shepherd's View continues. We will be right back. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with the very Reverend Father Raju Thattankara, the Vicar for Clergy and Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. And we are also joined by the Most Reverend Bishop Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of Corpus Christi, and Father Jim Craig, Parochial Vicar for St. Patrick's Church in Corpus Christi. They will be offering further discussion and reflection on this week's Gospel reading from St. John on this fifth week of Lent. It is part of Bishop Mario's Lenten video reflection series, At the Foot of the Cross.
Hello and welcome to our Lenten reflections. And we are now already at the fifth week of Lent, which is almost there, but not quite yet. And we're helping you to live this journey in a way that you can get ready and prepare for the great celebration of Easter. And with me today is Father Jim, Associate Pastor, Parochial Vicar at St. Patrick's. Welcome, Father. So he's going to join us in this conversation and our reflection. On this Sunday, Father, as you know, the fifth week of Lent, we are presented what is commonly known as the Gospel of the Raising of Lazarus. And it's a situation that it's, part of a common life, when someone dies and there's grief and all these feelings comes up and the need of asking the Lord for help. So this is how these women go to the Lord and plead him to do something about it because they're going through a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. And, we all know what that is because life presents us with difficult moments and the death of someone that we love and care is one of them. So can you share with us, Father, I know you recently ordained, one of our youngest priests in ordination and also in age in our diocese. So can you share with us, your thoughts, your reflection around this gospel for
yes.
our faithful?
Of course. So Bishop, one thing that stood out to me in this Sunday's gospel is a short passage where our Lord speaks to his disciples and he says, this sickness of Lazarus is not to end in death. Now, of course, we know Lazarus does die. So you might question our Lord's decision there. But I recall that he said, it will not end in death. Not that death will not happen, but death will not have the final say. And so I think that's applicable in our own lives, especially in Lent. We've taken on many sacrifices, trying to live some penance. And it can become very difficult, especially now after 5 weeks. But the joy of the resurrection is coming, right? I think that these moments of darkness, these difficulties of life, we're promised that God is with us and that it will not ultimately end in death despite how we experience life and what does happen, what God does allow. It's ultimately for his own glory, for God to step in to show us his great power, which ultimately he does here with the raising of Lazarus. And so I think it's very applicable to our lives, especially when things happen that we cannot control, things outside of our limited experience, such as sickness and disease. I do experience a lot of these situations in my hospital ministry, especially at Driscoll Children's Hospital. But I can remind people, God is in this situation. God is in control. And these difficulties will not ultimately end in death, regardless of what happens. God's victory will occur, and he will have the final say. And that's a great moment of hope, especially, I think, for this Lenten season.
Yeah, I think this gospel comes right on time to help us think and reflect on those situations. Throughout the past weeks of Lent, we have discussed here on our reflection, about confession, about the sacrifices, the things we give up at the beginning of Lent. So I think this gospel comes at this time in a very opportune way to think about what it's something that is as natural as breathing, which is death and sickness and these situations, like you mentioned, they're out of our control. but that definitely are under the control of the Lord. And sometimes when we face these situations, we have a lot of questions, you know, why this happened, why this situation, but we have to live all of this with a lot of hope and knowing that the Lord is behind it. And we might not have the answer right now, but we will eventually, know why things happen. So a good reflection for us is to think about the difficult situation in life, those that are extremely difficult, like you mentioned, sickness, death, a big financial problem, problems in marriage. We have to live it with trust in the Lord first, and knowing that He will show us the way. We have to listen, right? Sometimes when we face situations in life, we're not ready to listen to the Lord. We want the answer that we are, waiting for, but sometimes it's not what the Lord has to say. So we have to keep our ears open, our hearts open to know, the direction that the Lord is giving us in our lives. So, Father, have you, in your experience in the hospital, Driscoll Hospital, that is mainly for children, having to talk to the parents, have you experienced this? You mentioned a little bit. Can you tell us, how do you help your people to go through this difficult situation of a sickness of a child?
Right. Well, I think, Bishop, this gospel reading is very relatable. You mentioned the questions that people have when they're faced with difficult circumstances. And even Martha and Mary are questioning our Lord here. They say, Lord, why were you not here? Why did you not come? And so this is a very natural part of our human experience. And in my own pastoral experience as well, people, they want to know why bad things happen and where God is. And so, I listen to them and allow them to offer those questions, because it's showing a sharing of their hearts. And then really, there's not always a great answer, right? Why evil happens, why sickness and disease, especially to those very young. But I am fond of reminding people the truth that God is in that situation, right? Jesus came, He rose, He came to be with us, right? To bring about that ultimate victory. And even amidst the sadness of life, God has promised us He's with us all days, even to the end of the world. So as we look to that glory of Easter, the joy of the resurrection, right? It's a hope we have to look forward to because of those sad things, the difficulties of life that are here. But God is in the midst of it. He's here to help us, to comfort us, and yes, to strengthen us, no matter what may come, to know that He will ultimately have the last word.
Definitely. And at the end of the gospel, the Lord comes and brings back to life Lazarus and brings the joy, to those that were there of seeing him alive. And he even said, given something to eat, to prove that he was no longer dead. So it's a good, hope into what we are getting ready to celebrate, which is the resurrection of our Lord, the conqueror of death. So knowing that, at the end of all our struggles and sufferings, there is that hope of the resurrection. And that's what keeps us going, We all hope to go to heaven and get there. So thank you, Father, for your reflection, your thoughts. Thank you for being here. And we continue to encourage you to keep going forward. We're almost there, but not quite yet. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Father.
All right.
We thank Bishop Mario and Father Jim for their beautiful reflections. And you can watch the video version of this reflection, as well as the entire series, At the Foot of the Cross, by visiting diocesecc.org. And we also thank the very Reverend Father Raju Thattankara for being with us today as well. Father, if you would now close our program with a prayer and a blessing.
God, our loving Father, we stand before your presence. You know everything about us. Still, you chose us. We thank you for all the blessings we receive every day of our lives. Continue to walk with us, Lord, so that we can better our lives, become holier, and cherish eternal happiness when our time comes. We make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.